don't have, said a warning voice in the back of Tepic's head. He ignored it. He was in the grip of destiny. Yes, he said, straightening up. The Labrys. Two of them. Pataclusp's stylus went through his tablet. His and hers. Oh, stone of stones, he croaked. Very handy, very convenient. With selection of traps from stock, we can offer deadfalls, pitfalls, sliders, rolling balls, dropping spears, arrows. Yes, yes, said Tepic. We'll have them. We'll have them all. All of them. The architect took a deep breath. And of course you'll require all the usual steels, avenues, ceremonial sphinxes, he began. Lots, said Tepic. We leave it entirely up to you. Pataclusp mopped his brow. Fine, he said. Marvellous. He blew his nose. Your father, if I may make so bold, O sower of the seed, is extremely fortunate in having such a dutiful son. I may add, you may go, said Dios, and we will expect work to start imminently. Without delay, I assure you, said Pataclusp. He seemed to be wrestling with some huge philosophical problem. Yes, said Dios coldly. There's the matter of... which is not to say... of course, oldest client, a valued customer, but the fact is that... absolutely no doubt about credit's worthiness. Would not wish to suggest in any way whatsoever that... Dios gave him a stare that would have caused a sphinx to blink and look away. You wish to say something, he said. His Majesty's time is extremely limited. Pataclusp worked his jaw silently, but the result was a foregone conclusion. Even gods had been reduced to sheepish mumbling in the face of Dios's face. And the carved snakes on his staff seemed to be watching him too. No, sorry, I was just thinking aloud. I'll depart then, shall I? Such a lot of work to be done. He bowed low. He was halfway to the archway before Dios added, Completion in 3 months, in time for inundation. Like many river valley cultures, the kingdom has no truck with such trivia as summer, springtime and winter, and bases its calendar squarely on the great heartbeat of the Dajel. Hence the three seasons, seed time, inundation and sog. This is logical, straightforward and practical, and only disapproved of by barbershop quartets. Because you feel an idiot singing in the good old inundation, that's why.
What? You are talking to the 1,398th monarch, said Dios icily.
Pataclusp swallowed. I'm sorry, he whispered. I mean, what, O great king? I mean, block haulage alone will take... The architect's lips trembled as he tried out various comments, and in his imagination ran them full tilt into Dios's stare.
T'sort wasn't built in a day, he mumbled. We do not believe we laid the specifications for that job, said Dios.
He gave Pataclusp a smile. In some ways it was worse than everything else.
We will, of course, he said, pay extra. But you never
Pataclusp began and then sagged.
The penalties for not completing on time will, of course, be terrible, said Dios. The usual clause.
Pataclusp hadn't the nerve left to argue.
Of course, he said, utterly defeated. It is an honour. Will your eminences excuse me? There are still some hours of daylight left.
Tepic nodded.
Thank you, said the architect. May your loins be truly fruitful, saving your presence, Lord Dios.
They heard him running down the steps outside.
It will be magnificent. Too big, but magnificent, said Dios.
He looked out between the pillars at the necropolic panorama on the far bank of the Djel.
Magnificent, he repeated.
He winced once more at the stab of pain in his leg. Ah, he'd have to cross the river again tonight, no doubt of it. He'd been foolish putting it off for days, but it would be unthinkable not to be in a position to serve the kingdom properly.